The greatest gift, 1,000,000-fold. The impending days of unselfishness, or at least the idea of unselfishness, force me to ponder more than usual. Here are some ponderables. 1. What is the greatest gift you can possibly receive here on planet Earth? Answer: you just received it. Did you stop to notice? Explanation: my wife served me the most delicious soup, complete with okra. As James Dickey said, if God made anything better than okra, he held it back for himself. In eating Liz's soup, I absorbed warmth and calories and texture and taste and fragrance, but I also ingested love, that magic ingredient with which she prepares each and everything. It is a special spice. Conclusion: the latest thing someone does for me, spiced with love, is the greatest gift. Now, for the next greatest gift, can't wait till it arrives, as it most certainly will, if only I will notice. 2. Who are your special heroes? Answer: that frail, small man who just passed by you at the mall. Explanation: his appearance in no way explains his life to you. He ran errands for his mother some 80 years ago. He cherished his wife for 50 years, birthed babies, and saw them through till nest-leaving time. He volunteered in the soup kitchen, and rescued his neighbor's newspaper from the rain, and anonymously left cash in the mailbox of a destitute friend, and gave everything he had saved to his ill daughter. Just a frail old man, but he had a life. Attention must be paid. Conclusion: you can be your own special hero. Just take a moment now and then to do something grand and small and unselfish for someone. You will feel like the hero you are. 3. Is life worth living? Answer: as long as you are not bored, you will want to keep searching for the pony, for the good feelings of life. All you have to do is conquer boredom, and you're set for a fine run. Explanation: boredom is a self-inflicted wound. The only time you are bored is the time you are being boring. It's easy to stop being boring. Get up and do something. Conclusion: like it or not, you are in charge. You and I would like it if somebody bigger and wiser would protect us through life, but the fact is, the Big Comforter is within each of us. We have met the Big Comforter, and it is us. Can we talk? Ponder on these things. It couldn't hurt.